Welcome, everybody, to Taproom Recast, Episode 5. I'm your co-host, Mike.
And I am the trash can.
This week, we are discussing one of the most iconic films from one of the most iconic trilogies of all time. We're doing Back to the Future, a film that spawned not one, but two amazing sequels starring that one guy, Michael J. Fox. I drew a blank. Christopher Lloyd and the guy that played Biff and his wackiness, Crispin Glover. We're fan casting it this week.
I'm ready. But here's the twist.
Yes, tell them, Tab.
So, for those of you in Patreon land, if you...
All of you.
Yeah, all 10 of you. So, if you would like to be a guest on this recast, and you would like to take one of us on to recast, while the other one is the judge... That's kind of what we're doing tonight.
Yep. Normally, it's me versus Tab with a guest judge. But I thought it'd be cool to kind of throw a curveball in. And so instead of me having to do a fan cast, I'm going to judge.
Yes.
And Tab is taking on our adopted baby sister, Michaela.
Hi, guys.
This is going to be fun.
Are you excited? It's Back to the Future. This is, you know what, though? It's Back to the Future. It should have been me and Michaela.
That's what Sierra was saying. Yeah.
This is our movie. Been.
I know.
This is our movie.
It makes sense that you're judging because it is like one of your favorite movies, but it also should have been us versus each other.
No, because if we did it, we'd probably take the perfect nap through the episode.
Oh, the perfect nap. Yeah, it's a good nap movie.
We did nap together during the trilogy on a rainy Saturday.
It was a great day.
On a cold, rainy Saturday.
All three of them.
Yeah.
Sort of.
we watched the first one, slept through the second one, and then woke up halfway through the third one.
Yep.
That's when I was gone, wasn't it?
Yeah. You
took the dogs to get groomed and to the vet and stuff.
You were gone for a while.
Yeah.
Was it a haunt thing?
No, you literally said, I'll be back in an hour, and we're gone for like four.
Yeah.
I don't know where I went, but okay.
You took the dog somewhere.
Yeah, you took Lucy and Brienne. Gunner was spending the night with my parents for like the weekend. Yeah.
Oh, I dropped him off at your parents and then took the dogs to get the dogs.
It was when Gunner went to St. Louis with Mom and Jake.
Oh, that weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
The weekend Gunner was gone. He was in St. Louis.
Okay.
And Michaela was coming over to hang out anyway, but she showed up early and you were gone. So we watched Back to the Future and took the best nap ever.
Oh, that's when that wreck on 71 happened and I had to take the back roads, but everybody else took the back roads. That's what took me forever to get home that day.
That's right.
You
had to go all the way to LaGrange.
I don't know. I was sleeping.
No, I was in LaGrange because that's where their nail place was.
Well, no, you had to go to LaGrange all the way to LaGrange.
Yeah,
to take
which is 35 minutes away.
Yeah.
Their nail appointment, each one takes 15 to 20 minutes apiece, so there's a half an hour right there.
You were gone for like half the fucking day.
I know, it takes me an hour to, you know, get there, get their nails done, and then a half an hour back, so there's an hour and a half right there.
Yeah.
But there was a wreck on I remember because there was a wreck, and then there was a train on the way back. I went the back roads, and everybody else went the back roads. That's what
and
took me
as forward. You
just
were,
saying, just
as
saying.
You were walking out the door, leaving, is when Michaela
showed
up,
and you started.
So we had snacks and watched Back to the Future.
It was a great day.
On Netflix.
It was a good day.
It's the best trilogy ever.
The best nap I've ever had.
Yeah, so great.
It was such a good day.
But no, we are not. I'm not. These two will be fan casting.
Yes.
1985's Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Here we go. You ready?
Oh, let's go. You got IMDb pulled up?
I am specifically not ready. I was very unprepared for this today. As I was walking around the house, I told you because I texted you when I woke up. I was walking around the house and I'm like, Mom, Dad, quick, who would you recast in Back to the Future?
Okay, I do say I did have some help on one character. Well, two characters.
You know it'd be easy? Mm-hmm. If there was like, if you could Google fan cast this movie, and there was, like, a website that, like...
Actually, people were fan casting? There is.
Is there really?
Yeah, it's called fancast.io.
Don't tell me what it is, because I'm scared if I know what it is, now I'm going to get accused of cheating. So do not tell me the website.
No,
it is on the record. I am being asked, requesting to not know the name of the website.
Don't know the website. There's multiple though.
I just don't want to like.
Well, you also come across FanCast TikToks a lot though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
That's where I learned.
I did come across a FanCast Back to the Future about a couple months ago.
It was last week.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I found it. I went through my hearted episode or TikTok episodes. TikToks.
But no, I did have help on two characters.
Okay.
I sent my cast list to AJ. I said, please just give me some sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Not appreciation. What the fuck is the word I'm looking for?
An attaboy?
Assistance?
Not assistance, an attaboy kind of thing.
Affirmation,
there we go. I said, just, you know, tell me that it's okay. Like, what would you change if you could change? So he was like, I think it's great. Well, he didn't really help me. He looked at it and said it was good.
Was it specifically for George and Biff?
Because no, it was not. Biff gave me some troubles. Really hard, and so was Doc Brown.
Doc was easy for me.
Nah.
Who was the hardest one for you?
Biff.
Who was the hardest for you? Biff?
George.
George McFly?
George took me a while.
Okay.
Oh, no.
George is the one with the... See, I have two choices for George.
If I was fan casting George...
Because I couldn't decide.
I would look at it because Crispin Glover played
He was the youngest on the set.
Yeah, I know.
I figured that out.
But not by a lot.
Mm-mm. No, by like 3 years.
Yeah, that's not all. Well, that's
I tried to keep everybody's act, like all the actors around the same age.
As the other ones, yes, that's how you do it.
Around the same age as each other. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily as like the originals, but as each other because they have to be young enough to play high schoolers, but also be able to put on old age makeup to look.
Yeah.
Older. So,
can I just say that Leah Thompson, being the smoke show that she even currently is, crushed that. She looked good in that old age makeup.
Lorraine? Yeah.
Yeah, she,
She did.
She was definitely a crush for me back in the day. The first time I saw Back to the Future, I was probably Gunner's age. Like, girls are pretty now. Sorry, Pink Ranger. I'm cheating on you.
But no, Biff was my hardest.
Yeah.
Biff took me some time.
Yeah.
Who was the easiest for you?
Mine, my easiest one was probably Lorraine.
Lorraine? Yep. Who was your
easiest? Doc Brown.
Doc was your easiest? Okay.
I have a gut feeling our Doc Brown is probably the same.
I honestly feel like I know who your Doc and Marty are going
to
be.
I had to... I'm upset with my Marty. I tried so hard to not cast this person as Marty.
Can I just say that you tried hard not to cast Tom Holland as Marty McFly?
No comment.
All right, let's get into it then.
And Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, screw that. No, I did not do that.
I don't like that cast at
all.
Mm-mm. I don't ship that.
Mm-mm.
All right, ladies. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to judge you?
Yep, let's go. Yeah. You all judge right. me all the time.
Well, you judge everybody.
This is on Back to the Future. Yeah. So this is going to be like hard judging. So, yeah.
All right, guests go first.
Oh, no. Okay, so
hold on. What order are we going in?
Lorraine, George, Biff, Doc.
That's the order you sent me.
Yeah, Lorraine, George, Biff, Doc, and McFly.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yep.
All
right, so we're starting with Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
Lorraine. McFly.
I blanked on every female actress I ever thought of.
Really?
Yeah, when I was trying to figure out Lorraine, and then I was like, wait a second. Natalie Dyer is, like, awesome. Mm-hmm. And she kind of looks similar.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she could be...
You know, she was actually one of my choices.
Really?
Was one.
Really?
Yes.
So I picked Natalie Dyer, plus I also know that you really like Natalie Dyer.
I do.
From Stranger Things.
I Nancy. Care about her.
You that care about her. As long as she has a gun.
Yeah.
But you know what? If they remake Back to the Future now, strong female, like they just
honestly,
need a strong female,
okay.
they'd give her a gun probably at some point.
You ready for mine?
I'm ready.
All right. So my Lorraine is Zooey Dutch.
Okay.
Do you know who Zooey Dutch is?
No. I do.
She is also the daughter of Leah Thompson, who also played Lorraine in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
She looks exactly like her mother, and it would be a good callback.
Yeah.
That's...
You know what? Honestly, I would be cool with that either way.
All right. Well, you have to choose.
That's tough. So, damn. Zooey Deutsch, and Natalie Dyer. Damn. Okay. I like Natalie Dyer, but I don't know. Maybe. God damn, this is tough.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Oof.
I don't know who this is. Never seen her in anything.
She's Leah Thompson's
daughter. I don't watch movies, though.
No, she's Leah Thompson's daughter. That's why I chose her.
That's fair.
And she's been in a couple of things.
Yeah.
Not, like, big, big things, yeah. But...
Yeah.
All right, you got to pick. Come on.
I think I'm going to have to go with Zoe on this one.
That's fair.
Let me get the score sheet.
Yep.
I'm going to lose this. We're just going to, like, I'm going to foreshadow. I'm going to lose this.
Well, hey, it's okay. You might not.
Look, I almost won Clue.
Yeah, he almost won Clue.
I had Nick Offerman as Colonel Mustard.
I mean...
Nick Offerman.
Yeah, I could
see. Yeah, he almost. Like, I won by one.
That's
like,
fair.
It wasn't a landslide. Oh, and like I said before, on the last episode with Third Rock...
Yeah.
So we both casted the same character. I don't remember which one it was. So we had to come to a sudden death. Mm-hmm. Because we usually do 5 or 7.
Yeah.
So it's an odd number. We casted a character the same. We had to throw that one out. So mm-hmm. it was 3 and 3. And it was a sudden death. Aaron picked a character, a random character that we had to immediately...
On the spot.
Do it. So...
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's if there's a ever show. A tie... Yeah. Next up is George.
George McFly.
Okay, George, I have the one I had settled on, the one that I got the confirmation from my family. They were like, yeah, that's decent. I can see that.
This is going to be an
odd call because he doesn't act as much as he used to. Cole Sprouse, because he still plays a high schooler.
Okay.
But he's just turned 31, mm-hmm. so he can also be an adult.
Right.
But he doesn't look it, though.
He doesn't look it. He
looks like early to mid-20s.
And he has experience playing that kind of nerdy, weird character. A
science fiction dork.
Science fiction dork. He is a science fiction dork, but he has experience playing that kind of character. I feel like he'd be a decent pick. Now, my second choice, the one that was bugging me, is a guy called Jack Whitehall. He's a British actor, but he does a decent American accent.
Okay.
And he specializes in nerdy kind of weird characters, and he was my second pick.
What's he
in Good Omens. He was in the new
I know
you've never seen that, but he was in the new Jungle Cruise with The Rock.
I haven't seen that yet.
And he's in the new Clifford movie, which I also know you guys haven't seen.
Is he a comedian?
He's a comedic actor. Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
He's a cutie.
He? What's he look like?
But I eventually went away from that direction because I just thought he was too old, and settled on Cole Sprouse.
Okay.
You will have to get your Google out for No, you won't.
Okay.
I take that back. So my George is David Mazouse, who played Bruce Wayne on Gotham.
Birthday twin. Not birthday twin.
Oh, I forgot he existed.
Does that not look like George?
Yeah, I could see
it. How old is he?
He's a fucking baby. He is 22.
He's younger than me, yeah.
He was born February 19th, 2001.
So you went with Ben Geller.
Yeah, I went with Ben Geller.
And you chose Batman.
I did.
Ross's kid or Thomas Wayne's kid?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting.
I've seen Cole Sprouse act more than I've seen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen Cole Sprouse in a lot more stuff.
Yeah.
I've only seen David Mazouz on Gotham.
Right.
Since Gotham's been gone, I haven't seen him in anything. So I think I'm going to have to go with Cole Sprouse. I think he's a stronger actor.
He could also play old and young.
If we're doing a movie of this caliber, Back to the Future, I'm going to need someone who's strong.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Who's got some experience under their belt. Because George McFly was a big role.
I love George McFly.
That was a big role.
It was a big
role.
Old
and young.
Yeah, because they had two very different ways to act when he was older. And in the new timeline, when he came back, it was a completely different type of acting than it was when he went back before.
Yeah, so technically that's three different
mm-hmm.
characters. You're playing regular timeline, back in the 50s as a younger high school, and now you're changing the timeline by altering time. So now you've got a whole other, more confident George McFly.
Yeah, and Cole's got a lot. He's got a decent acting range. I feel that's kind of why I picked him.
I think Cole Sprouse, and with Cole being his experience,
mm-hmm.
He's got more under his belt. Yeah. So I'm gonna have to go with Cole Sprouse.
Okay.
So Michaela gets the point there. Whoop, whoop. David Mazouz was a good pick.
No, yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
I need to see him on more, but I went with the look and because Lucy!
I'm being attacked.
Lucy is giving Michaela behind the shoulder hugs.
Yeah.
Next up is Biff.
I also struggled with Biff.
Biff was my hardest.
Biff, I struggled so hard because I could not think of anybody who could play like a bully.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like sitting there thinking, I had my list out and I was scrolling through IMDb and I'm like, Dacre Montgomery.
Ooh.
Would be a good choice.
That'd because be a good one.
He can clean up, but he's also not like the most attractive person, like, because Biff is kind of like stocky,
right?
But I know he can play a coward and a bully, and like, Dacre's got decent acting on him. I've seen him cleaned up, I've seen him scruffy, I've seen him like,
I've only seen him in three things,
really.
One of them, he was only in the movie for like 5 minutes.
Mm.
That was You Better Watch Out, that Christmas movie,
yes.
Mm-hmm. But then he was the Red Ranger and the new Red Power Ranger. Rangers,
yep, and he was and Stranger Things. Billy.
That's
yeah,
all I've seen him in.
That's fair.
I know
I
he's
forgot
done
he
one.
Was. I actually forgot he was in the new Power Rangers until I looked him up.
Yeah, he was Jason.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I knew him as that before.
Yeah.
He was Billy.
Yeah.
Well, he did that before because Power Rangers was in 2017.
Yeah.
But he came in Stranger Things season 2.
When Max showed up, so season 2.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, around the same time.
Yeah.
Then. So 17, 18.
Yeah.
My Biff is a youngin'. I call him youngin' because he's 12 years younger than I am. His name is Justin Prentice.
Oh, all right.
He was the antagonist on 13 Reasons Why, and so he's a douchebag.
Justin what?
Prentice.
Justin
Prentice, Prentice.
I know, I got it.
He looks like Carly. If you gave him hair, he kind of looks like Iceman.
Yeah.
This Lex Luthor looking guy.
He does look like Lex Luthor,
but he's not buff, but he's chunky.
Yeah. Well, Biff wasn't buff.
I know
he wasn't buff.
Yeah, but I think he could play.
He was stocky though.
Yes. Being on 13 Reasons Why as the antagonist and a douchebag.
His birthday is the day before Michaela's.
Is it really
or
cool?
Or day after. When's your birthday?
A day. Hold up.
March 24th?
No. No, he's a week after me.
A week. Okay. Same time.
Yeah.
So that would be my Biff.
Okay.
Just because I know he could play that
I've
part.
I've never seen 13 Reasons Why.
And like I said, he was on iCarly as
Oh,
well.
This guy from iCarly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, he was on iCarly?
Mm-hmm.
He was on Glee.
Mm,
that's not a lot to go on.
Mm-mm.
I never saw Glee.
My butt could be on Glee.
Yeah. He was on Melissa and Joey.
Mm-hmm. That was a good show.
Melissa with Joey Lawrence and mm-hmm. Melissa Joseph.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One episode.
All right, let's go.
Criminal Minds and CSI.
He's been in a lot of one-shots, like one episode here.
He's got some... He was on NCIS New Orleans and the regular NCIS.
All right.
He was on Castle.
Yeah, but it's only like one episode, like everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, but those are heavy-hitting shows.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have like a special caliber. And 13 Reasons Why is a very popular show. Or what? Is it still around?
No.
No.
Oh, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Was he the lead on that?
No.
He was a bad guy. He was a bully.
Okay.
He was an asshole.
One of the bullies.
Or was he one of the leads? Like one of the main characters? He did 49 episodes.
So, yeah, he had to have been.
So that's a lot for a Netflix series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've never seen him in anything, but based on his resume, it's not bad.
Mm-mm.
And who did you say, Michaela?
Dacre Montgomery.
Dacre Montgomery.
Yeah, Dacre. How do you Dacre?
Dacre.
Sorry.
Dacre.
I heard him say his own name. That's how I...
That's fair.
Because I thought it was Dacre.
Oh, yeah. He's Australian, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Australian.
So those are
I'd
two...
I put another shrimp on the bottom.
I feel like there's both heavy
that's
two heavy
Netflix, that's like two Netflix regulars.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Giving them the chance to be casted
to
in
popular,
a movie.
Popular Netflix shows.
Yeah. It tastes like ass. It smells like ass.
Damn, this one's actually pretty. This one's pretty tough. Justin and Dacre. The bully in the Red Ranger.
He was a bully too.
Oh yeah, he was Billy. Mm-hmm. Billy was the Billy bully.
Yeah.
Damn. I think I'm gonna go with that Justin dude.
I would love to see him play Biff. Yeah. I think he would do really
well.
I almost went with Thacker too. I almost went with him.
I don't watch a lot of things that have high schoolers in them or like high school age characters.
Right.
So like I could not think of anything other than Stranger Things that had people that age.
I told you her entire cast was going to be Stranger Things.
I know. We both said this.
I know. All right.
I got Noah Schnapp to play Marty McFly.
No, God, no. God, no.
I'm not cool with him right now, apparently.
All right. Put me down.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Doc Brown.
Ooh, Dr. Emmett.
I think we should switch sides for this. I think you should go first.
Oh, you want me to go first?
You should go first.
Okay, I'll go first. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, so my Doc Brown is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ew! I love that man, but ew!
That was actually my last choice. Like, I was scrounging around for it.
Okay. I picked Jim Carrey because... Have you seen him since he turned 60? He looks almost identical to...
Give it to her.
Christopher
fucking
Eccleston.
Give it to her.
Yeah.
He can do,
give it to her.
He can do the great
give it
stuff.
To her. I'll take the shot right now for that one.
You had me at Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
I never even thought about Jim Carrey.
You knew I was
going
to pick
the easiest one.
Nope, not for me.
Dude, Doc Brown.
Him and Biff were the hardest for me. But
sitting there, I was like, immediately, I already know who
that
Doc Brown.
That he would be animated.
Benedict Cumberbatch is a great actor, but
I don't think he's
but you need to be good.
Okay, do you want me to pick my first choice?
What's your first choice?
Yeah.
Simon Pegg or Benedict Cumberbatch?
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you heard Benedict Cumberbatch's American accent?
It's not
good. Awful.
Okay. He can't even say penguin.
I love that man, like, to death, but, like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so that was one of the worst picks I've ever picked.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's fine.
At least you said his name right.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
Cucumber Butternut Squash.
Bendy Noodle Cucumber Patch.
Did you say Bending Noodle?
Bendy Noodle Cucumber Patch. Yeah, oh. Cucumber Patch.
No. Benedict Cumberbatch.
I don't think Benedict Cumberbatch, I've never seen him be funny in a movie.
Oh, I have.
Funny.
He is funny.
What was he funny in?
Have you seen behind the scenes of The Hobbit when he makes jokes as Smaug?
Well, no, I meant
like,
on screen.
You haven't seen him play in a comedy.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's okay.
I mean, because you got to think of Christopher Lloyd.
He does get typecast a lot as more
regal,
sophisticated roles.
Yeah. He's more sarcastic. He could be
sarcastic. He's very
sarcastic.
Right.
He's a goofy guy, though. Like,
yeah.
Off camera, he's a goofy guy.
Oh, yeah. If he would just put that... To a character.
I also haven't seen him in any
then
comedies.
He could, yeah, he would be awesome.
I am ready for this last one.
Well, we're tied at 2-2.
Yeah.
So this is for all the Marvel.
You don't like this one?
No, this one, I could not find anybody else. I tossed two around because I ended up going with Tom Holland.
As Marty McFly?
Yeah. I'm so disappointed in myself.
Okay.
Because I really wanted to cast... the kid who played Jack in Supernatural.
Oh.
But I could not find any videos of him, like, acting.
I don't remember who that was.
I'll pull up a picture.
I don't remember what he looks
while
like.
You're pulling up the picture, my Marty McFly is very funny. Yes, he is older than Marty McFly, but he also looks the same age as Marty McFly, and that is Joe Keery.
See, I did not want to pick Joe Keery for this.
I did. I think Joe Keery would blow it out of the water.
I
think
a lot of Stranger
that.
Things in this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Stranger Things
I picked
things
one
in
person.
This.
She picked one
I picked
person.
Two.
Well, I meant overall.
Natalie Dyer.
Overall, there's a lot of Stranger
there's
Things.
A lot
there's three
Stranger
people.
Things.
Yeah.
Alexander
out of
Calder.
10 people, there's three.
Yeah. That's a lot.
I know.
Damn Duffer Brothers.
They're good at casting.
They are
and
good at casting.
And they're child actors.
They're good at casting.
Except for Joe. How old is Joe Keery?
30.
Oof.
Yeah.
But he does not look 30. He really doesn't.
He doesn't look like a high schooler either.
No, it's kind of like a High School Musical effect where, like, Zac Efron was 30 when he was doing High School Musical.
Was he?
Yeah. He was in his, like, mid-20s.
Zac Efron's older than I am, I think. I think he's your age. Or my age. Very close. Also, you got to remember, Michael J. Fox was 26.
Alexander Calvert was my second
Zac
choice.
Zac Efron is 36. High School Musical came out.
Yeah.
Who is that?
I'm just going
Jack.
Off of
Oh, that kid. Okay.
I'm going off of the comedic factor, and I think that Joe Keery could pull it.
High School Musical came out almost 20 years ago. Zac Efron was
a teenager.
Teenager.
No, they did a rethink. They did a didn't they do a recast?
No, he was 20 when he was played Zac played Troy Bolton.
The 16-year-old, yeah.
Because he was supposed to be a fresh early.
Well,
like
if he's 36 now and High School Musical came out in 2006, that was almost, that's 18 years ago. So he was 18.
Oh, well.
He was
18.
He did
do three movies, so he was still playing a high schooler.
Yeah.
Three movies later.
Yeah.
Because he was a freshman in the first one.
All right, there's no pressure here, Mike.
Yeah, no, I'm a Tom Hollander. Tom Holland specifically because of his acting as an awkward Peter Parker.
Yeah.
He does play, like, awkward.
Yeah.
Lives under, like, not lives, but, like, does well with an older protagonist. He can play a nerd. Mm-hmm. He's like, what are you talking about, Doc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hated
picking him. He's in everything, and I hate it.
I would have hated it more if you had said Robert Downey Jr. as
Doc
Brown.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, no.
Gross.
Because that's what everybody's like.
I could not. Robert Downey Jr. would not be a good Doc
I'm glad
Brown.
Those two are separated now.
Yeah. No, he's a good Iron Man, but he would not be
because
good
Tom Holland was riding the RDJ
oh, yeah.
coattails for a long time.
Yeah. He needs to be on his own.
Joe Keery or Tom Holland? This is... Tom Holland has played that guy very well for a long time. The most of his, except for that Uncharted movie. He's played that guy.
That's kind
a
of
lot.
His standard
thing.
Role, yeah.
Yeah. Joe Keery has not even played someone who is like that. He's been the guy who was friends with the person that was like that.
But I think giving the opportunity, if I can fight back, he's funny, though.
He's funny. Oh, he's hilarious.
And I think if you made him in that, like, 80s attire, I mean, he was already in the 80s attire in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
But I think he could be that. He's got that quirky, spunky Marty McFly kind of vibe, like Tom Holland does. I mean, that's.
I'm going to have to go.
Hold on. Do we need to get the shots ready? And then whoever you choose, you go?
Well, let's not jump the gun, because...
Okay, who are you going with?
I am going to have to go with Tom Holland.
And you said you didn't have this.
I was struggling.
I was pacing today.
Only because I trust it a little more.
Yeah.
I trust it.
Because you haven't...
I've seen it. So yeah. I know what I'm getting.
That's exactly why I picked it. Because I was like, I can't imagine another person and how they would act in that role.
Yeah. But, don't pull the whole bottle.
I'm not.
You got to save some for me when I lose next time.
It smells spicy.
And you picked it for me and you're the one that's got to drink it.
What is it?
It is. So is what there... I am taking is a mango jalapeno tequila.
Let me smell it.
It's not nice. You can smell
that.
That
smells
jalapeno.
Amazing.
It smells like spicy. It smells spicy.
It smells like salsa, guys.
Oh,
it smells like,
smell
salsa.
Like salsa.
It smells really good.
Well,
I'll chug it anyways if you want me to.
It's coffee.
Yeah.
It's not a punishment for her.
It's punishment for me.
You know,
I hate coffee.
Ooh, that probably wouldn't have been good.
Nope.
That would have been hilarious. That would have made it even more of a punishment.
That was a punishment shot. Mm. Coffee with, what is that? Mango pepper liqueur?
Mango jalapeno liqueur?
Yeah.
No. It's not just liqueur. It's fucking tequila.
Tequila.
Oh. It's not even a birthday.
I can't breathe already.
You got this.
Good game.
Hey,
good game.
Congratulations. You know what?
It was close.
You both
I feel
had
like
awesome
that was.
Picks. You did.
Yeah.
I didn't. I had shit picks.
No.
At least two of them were good.
Yeah,
that's true. At least two of them were good.
No, it was. No, you both did awesome.
This was a hard thing. A hard thing to recast too, because it's such an iconic movie.
Now you know how we feel.
Yeah, it's such an iconic movie.
Ain't how I feel.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I lose to her a lot.
No, you don't. We're tied up
it's
right now, 2-2.
It's pretty even. That's
we're tied up,
2-2.
Oh, yeah.
It's a difficult game. And I challenge any of you guys out there to come fight them on this.
Yep.
Well, the next time we do this, you're the judge.
I know.
And I have to...
It's probably going to be you and Aaron because nobody else does this.
No, you know what? I'm calling her out right now. I want Sierra.
She doesn't pay for Patreon. Michaela pays for Patreon.
She was on an episode.
Yeah.
AJ doesn't pay for Patreon and he was on an episode.
Yeah, as a judge.
Yeah.
They don't get to go up against us unless they pay.
Well, I don't want to go up against B-Word. I've lost to him twice.
Okay. Do it. Well, you'll probably go up against Aaron because nobody else fucking does anything in the Patreon but Aaron.
Amos, I'm calling you out. No. Mom.
Mike's mom.
Mom.
Me versus my mother in a fan cast.
You cannot make me the judge of this.
I'll judge.
No, she'll pick you anyway. No, I don't want her. She'll pick you anyway.
No, I'm judging.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah. You'll pick her.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, God, I'm going to throw up.
You got those tabs?
I fucking hate tequila
so much. All right, 3, 2.
Go.
If you're going to throw up, do it the other way.
If you like it, I'm going to throw the shot glass at you.
Oh, the face. She looks like a sloth.
She froze in time. Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch got you.
I had a glitch.
She just glitched.
Why is it spicy?
It's jalapeno.
And tequila in the same drink.
You know what? The first initial hit.
What's worse? Me drinking. You know what? Yeah. Trick me into another IPA and see what happens.
You didn't say it had to be a shot. I thought it was just a drink.
You bought me the whole fucking can.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And I krakened it.
Oh my God.
I krakened.
Okay, that is very fucking spicy.
Is it?
That is fucking spicy.
Yeah,
my
it smells amazing.
I glitched in time.
No, take a little drop.
I'll take a drop. That smells amazing.
It doesn't.
I love
salt. It smells like a urine sample.
No, it smells like...
No, it's all jalapeno.
It smells like mango.
It's all jalapeno.
I let a drop hit my tongue, and I don't...
That's...
It.
Okay.
So good.
The initial, like, intro is, like, mango, and I hate mango, so that's what kind
that's
of...
Part,
me
yeah.
Me.
Oh, I didn't film it. You gotta do it. You gotta finish.
Oh, you gotta do it again.
No, I'm kidding.
I will kill you.
Now follow it with Eggo.
No, I don't want to vomit tonight.
It'll make it taste good.
No.
It could be worse. It could be aftershock and banana liqueur.
I already know.
I thought it was tequila.
I thought it was tequila. It wasn't water. It was tequila. You know what, though? The tequila flavor in it, though, was not bad. It was not bad. It wasn't overpowering. It's literally just jalapeno. Like, my throat is like... on fire because of the jalapeno. Bravo on this one, though. That is a really good one. I hate mango and I hate tequila, but the jalapeno takes over.
Nice.
So it kind of like it calms the fuck out on the rest of it.
So how does the record work now that we were tied? You lost. So now
no,
you...
it doesn't. Nope, that's a separate
flugelhorn.
No, that is us versus the guests. So it's a whole nother bracket.
It's a flugelhorn. Then you're undefeated. Congratulations.
I'm undefeated, guys.
Returning champion. Here, I'll give you the world title.
Aww.
You're the world's greatest dad.
I am the world's greatest dad.
The world's greatest dad is AJ.
No. Ah, fuck you. I don't see him with
no,
the belt.
No, he's my dad. Okay?
I don't see him with the belt.
He's my dad.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying that.
I hope he's not your dad.
Nope, that's gross. I'm not saying that. I was going to say, I'm your daddy.
No. No, that's nope, we're not Harley Quinn and Joker.
It's tequila.
It's tequila.
Oh, man.
Okay, that was fun.
It was fun.
It was really fun. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence.
Now we had
happy to be here.
Both of you.
Yeah.
You and Sierra on the show. She got to do it before you.
Yeah, I know.
Friends, episode...
She was a judge.
One. Yeah.
She was a contestant.
Be on the show.
Yeah, but Michaela's also been on the show before Sierra.
Well, no, on Taproom Recast.
Oh, on Recast.
This show.
Yeah.
Welcome to Taproom
Not
Recast.
This isn't the Grace Taproom Podcast. This
well,
is the Grace Taproom Podcast Plus.
Yeah.
I changed our Patreon to Grace Taproom Podcast Plus. Did you see that?
I've seen that. I got an email.
I was deciding between either Plus or Max. Like HBO Max.
I changed it to Max.
Tell her how long I was.
Yeah,
like,
he was going, should I do Plus? Should I do Max?
I spent all
Plus
night
is funny.
Trying to figure out Plus or Max.
Mm. It's such a hard decision.
It is.
It's a very hard decision.
All right. Thank you, patrons, for your subscriptions.
Of course. Tell your friends.
Say you're welcome.
You're welcome.
There you go. Because you're a patron.
I'm a patron.
Thank you guys for subscribing to our Patreon. We love you guys.
Thank you.
You're the reason we get to do this cool stuff.
Not and
like
it's
those
fun.
People who mooch off of our free show on Grace Taproom Podcast.
Share the coolness, which is our Patreon.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for subscribing. We got some cool shit.
We really do.
Yeah.
They do got some cool shit.
I'm excited to do more.
Yes.
I have no idea what's up next.
Well, that's for them to decide, not us.
We chose
this episode.
We did choose this one.
Because Michaela.
And we were drunk.
Yes.
And it kind of happened.
You know what? We'll do Back to the Future too.
Oh, and you two go against each other.
I mean, yeah. It's
That would be the same cast. Just keep your list.
We're going to add.
I'm going to try to trump everything you have.
Oh, you could do that. That's fine. you'll win.
we'll figure something else.
If anybody needs any more reason to join the Patreon, Mike's mom's here.
Yes.
Mike's mom is a patron, should be as cool as she is.
Yeah. That's true.
Because she is a very cool person.
Shout out to my mom.
I love you, Mom.
Oh, and
Hi, Mom.
We are considering a watch party.
Oh,
with all of you.
I am so excited about this. So we really hope you guys
join.
You're
a patron. You never answered. If we did a watch party,
I saw the email. I forgot to click through.
Yeah, no, don't. How weak is your stomach?
Steve-O's bucket list special.
Like, they have bits that would not be allowed on Jackass. He does.
Oh.
That he's not allowed to do on Jackass.
No.
Okay, she might not, but the other fucked up motherfuckers.
Yeah. Amos, Aaron, B-word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Mom, don't watch it.
Yeah, don't. Apple Boys.
Josh can watch.
Josh, yeah.
He would watch. Yeah. We did an episode of Jackass with him.
He better fucking watch or I'm going
to
be disappointed.
If anyone needs to watch it, it's him.
Yeah.
We did Jackass with him.
And it will be available to all Patreon subscribers. So if you want to just subscribe $3 for 1 month just to jump on and watch it.
Well, you're already subscribed to what you have now, so
no,
stay there.
Tell your friends.
Yes.
Do a watch party and watch our reactions.
I think we should do it.
Mm-hmm. Mom, if you want to watch a different movie with me, we could have a day. That's fine.
Yeah. You guys can watch Back to the Future.
We can watch Back to the Future and have a nap.
That's ours. Don't stop
your
taking
mom,
my
your
parents,
mom's cool.
Both of you. Stop it. It's not fun anymore. All right. Well, thank you guys for subscribing. This has been episode 5 of Taproom Recast. We love you. Take care. See you next time for the movie that you want us to recast.
Make sure you vote. 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 Vote.